Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We are in Long Beach, California for the Scuba Show. And, you know, I'm hanging out here at the front entrance and warming up the crowd as we often do for these events. Just having a blast with our left coast diving friends. And, you know, I'm standing here with Mermaid Faith, our left coast, you know, mermaid helping us out. Faith, how are you?
I'm good.
Yeah, there's a train coming by right now. So how about that? It just happens here out in California, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's okay. I mean, they're moving things around. There's a lot of stuff going on here at the Scuba Show this year. But Faith is here to help me out for the show this week to act as our mermaid interpreter. I might need a left coast translator to help me navigate the show floor at the Scuba Show because I'm from Florida. I'm East Coast. Do you hear what I'm saying, Faith?
Yeah.
I got to kind of get in, yo, dude, what's up, man? I'm in California, man. I got to get in that laid back. And you can help me translate for those folks. Am I right? If you can hear me over the rumbling and the carts rolling by. Hey, it's live radio. What the hell you want? You know what I'm saying? But you'll help me out, right, Faith? Yeah, just say yes. Yes, just say yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's like, she knows us too well now. Before, you know, when she used Scuba Radio as an introduction to American culture, you know, I could get away with murder with Faith. But now she's wise to our tricks. But that's okay. We still love her. How are you?
I'm good.
Okay. All right. We'll just go with that for now, and then we'll see how it eases in throughout the rest of the show. All right. So let's talk to some of our dive industry friends. Marty Snyderman, he is the photographer that is just crazy stuff. He does so many amazing pictures. He posts them on Facebook. He's published all over the world, books, magazines, you name it, dive training. He does it all. And I don't get to see Marty or talk to him enough, but I have him right now, and so I want to take advantage of him. What have you been up to, buddy?
Chasing fish with a camera, Greg. It's what I do. It's what we've done for 40 years.
Yeah.
And I guess just got back from the Philippines, Dumaguete and Puerto Galero. Had a great time. Don't know if you've been there.
I've been there. I love those places.
Yeah. They're
great
just
time.
Great time. Great
diving. Just great people.
Great people.
Yeah.
Great critters, just great, easy diving, really fun. So that's what I've been doing, you know, lately.
Yeah, and so how recently were you over in the Philippines?
A couple weeks.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And were you on a project, like, out there to capture something?
To see the Atlantis Resorts.
And okay.
I've got some connection there, and they were just, they're so set up for photographers.
Right.
It's great camera rooms and a 15-yard walk, and you're on the boat, a 3-minute boat ride or a 10-minute boat ride at your different site. And they're terrific facilities.
Yeah, and of course they're exhibiting here at the Scuba Show, I would imagine.
I think Gordon is here. He's got a booth here. So,
is there a particular type of critter though that you're looking for when you go to a place like that? Because aren't they really famous for like their muck?
So the answer is yes. It's muck diving. Mm-hmm. So there's so many. You know, here's the deal is I've done this thing for a long time. I've done this. So if I go to a coral reef, it's hard for me to see a critter I haven't seen in some way, shape, or form.
Right.
You go do muck diving, and there's a boatload. There's no point in looking for a critter. You look for critters, and you just see stuff you've never seen before. And that's, you just think about that. I've done this thing now 15,000 times. You run out, I mean, there are only so many critters, you think, but I saw 15 or 20 animals I've never seen before. That doesn't happen very much unless I go like to Kona and go out and do a pelagic magic night dive out in 2,000 feet of water, over 2,000 feet.
One of those like fishing lure dives?
Yeah, where you feel like the big piece of bait
right.
hanging out in the black. So yeah. So that's an environment we don't get to very much. To get to muck diving places for to have that same opportunity, and there's just bizarre stuff that muck at night. Just stuff, it's weird to say, just crawls out of it.
Yeah, well, you see these, like, YouTube videos of, like, Tremors snake worm coming out and eating a fish.
That is exactly it, and there's all kinds of variations of it. And snails and worms and fish that you, when you go out in the sand, yeah, and little pygmy seahorses
that
are so
pretty. Pulling up pictures.
That's a great shot.
Yeah.
Faith, did you take that?
No, I wish.
You took it from someone. So
you probably got it from your website, Marty. One of yours.
No, I'd like to have that one, actually. But it is that's the sand comes alive. And that is just, to me, I'm an animal geek. I love that stuff. I'll never get enough of it. And it's so fun. And their dive guides are pretty educated biologists. Some of them are. Not everybody. That's a little tall order. But it's so fun to dive with guys that know something about some of those critters.
Sure.
Because there are critters I see I don't. I don't know much about them. I don't necessarily recognize the behavior.
Right.
And you stick with it for a while, and it's educational. It's fun.
Yeah. Obviously you can hear the emotion in Marty's voice, and he's been doing it for so long, but it never gets boring, it sounds like. I can hear it.
It doesn't to me. Yeah. It's funny to me, Greg. People ask me all the time, do I still like it? It's a bizarre question to me. And the answer is kind of no, I love it.
Yeah, well, there
still,
you go.
I still love it. I always did. And it's because I think for me the lucky thing is I learned to appreciate that. My deal is, it's the animals. I love the animals. I don't get tired of that.
Right.
If I was just blowing bubbles, whatever, I guess I would be tired of it. I don't know. That's not what I do. But the animal thing, it's just learn more for 40 years. So I want to keep going.
Yeah. Well, exactly. It's same for me. There's always something new. You know, when it says, like, you know, do you ever get that been there, dive that kind of vibe? And I'm like, not really, because, you know, no telling what you're going to see one day to the next in the ocean, especially, let alone from one place to another, like the Philippines. I haven't been yet. That's on my bucket list. I got to get out there.
You should go, and I would tell you, my goal would be to go over there and photograph all of it before you get there, but it's not possible.
Yeah, I'm sure.
It just isn't possible. Yeah. So,
well, I got to go to Cuba next week, and you haven't been to Cuba. So I got one up on Marty Snyderman. Well, I can't believe that.
You will next week. You don't yet.
Well, that's No, I've already been.
So let's just have an accurate show here.
I've already been to Cuba once.
Oh, you have?
This is my second time. So there, I did. Now, I got one on you.
And if I went, I'd love to go for the diving. Yeah. And I would go for the Cuban baseball. I'm a big baseball fan, and I would go to the park.
Yeah.
But I hope you have a great trip. I'm sure you will. Everybody raves about Cuba.
Oh, absolutely.
Everybody raves about it.
I mean, you can't have a bad time. And there's these things called cigars and rum that they have down there that have been kind of forbidden for us that, you know, we have to partake in our surface interval.
That you haven't had since high school? Is that what you're telling me?
Well, since about 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
I can only do one every so often. But my stash is running low, so I got to head back down there and hang out with the folks from Reef. But we'll cover that next week on The Big Show. Now, what about from a photography standpoint? Obviously, you write a bunch of articles for dive training, and you're always giving cool tips. Are you running seminars and things like that, too? Classes?
I teach it. Thanks for asking. It always helps me make a living. I teach at various locations around the world. I've got a seminar coming up in Cozumel in July through Bonnie Pilmar. I don't know if you know Bonnie or not. At Scuba Club, and then teaching in Indonesia in September at Maluku Divers, and then on Dive to Mai. And the project I'm really kind of excited about is I with Rick Voigt, who I introduced you to earlier. I think he'll be on later today or another episode.
Right.
We've got a business called Featured-Creatures. It's a new online magazine for kids and the adults in their lives that features marine life. And we haven't really launched it. I'm not sure I'm supposed to be saying this right now.
Yeah, well,
but we're really, 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 really close. And this is just going to be between you and me anyhow. Isn't it?
Right, right. Me, Mom, you know, that's about it.
Fair enough. Yeah, so that's kind of what I'm excited about. But I loved it. I do enjoy teaching. I've got a couple seminars here this weekend, and it's what we do.
Yeah. All right. Well, so you got that going on this weekend, so you're keeping pretty busy. And then where are you off to next?
I'm off to Washington with doing an event with Diving Unlimited International, DUI. They've got one of their Dog Days events, and I'm teaching some photography up there and kind of, quote, being the entertainment. So
you're going to do some dry suit diving?
That and a little dancing, I think, is what they
say. A little dancing. A little song and dance? A little dive and dance. Okay. Well, hey, that'd be fun. But are you doing some more traveling, though, to another place like Philippines or what?
I'm off to Cozumel.
Cozumel, okay.
That's what the ticket is. And actually, before that, I'm going home to see my mom in Little Rock, Arkansas.
We're getting a little family time.
Who lives in the house I grew up in. Mom's 93. Didn't know she was going to make it on the radio today, but she did. So, awesome. And Mom's birthday's in a couple of days. I guess she'll be 90.
Happy birthday, Mom.
We'll get
two moms listening today.
There you go.
Nice. Well, Marty, always a pleasure catching
Greg,
up with you.
It's been too
long. Yeah, it has been. And we'll get you back on again, and you can report on your next big adventure.
Look forward to it. Thank you.
All right, Marty Schneiderman, dive training. And what is it? MartySchneiderman.com? What is your website? You have one like that?
I need to get one of those.
Yeah. No, just Google him. He's all over the world.
I think it is.
All right, and we got more coming up from the Scuba Show in Long Beach, California next. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know Dive with Dan. Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to dan.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
You know the fine for littering in the state of California, Chavez?
Yes, sir!
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I'm in Long Beach, California. I got Mermaid Faith as my interpreter for our left coast diving friends here, just in case. We have some communication issues. You're ready to play, right?
Yes. I'm always ready.
Yeah, because, you know, when I get out here to the West Coast, I have no idea what they're saying sometimes. You know what I'm saying? They're so laid back and stuff. So you might have to kind of jump in and help translate, okay?
Totally.
You speak eight languages. One of them surfer, isn't it?
Totally.
Okay, exactly. Of course. Of course he is. Hey, look who it is. Oh, my God. It's Bob Evans from Force Fins. And he's with us here.
Alien talk.
Alien.
You ever heard the alien talk?
Klingon, or what is that?
Yeah,
you speak that too.
Okay, well, fair enough. Bob Evans from Force Fins, he's from Santa Barbara, but he is here at the Scuba Show. How are you, Bob?
Doing great, Greg. Had a nice drive down, and here we are.
Boom, good to boom, see boom. You again, man. You're styling. You're looking all GQ with your hat. And, I mean, you look a little more fashionable than I've seen you in the past. What's up?
Making money.
Ah, there you go. Okay, with his gas pods. Is that it?
No, force spin.
Well, of course. Yeah. Okay, a little bit of both. Absolutely. But it's good seeing you.
Yeah,
you ready to go diving? You had told me you're coming out to the show to, like, scope out some gear or something. Is that the deal or what?
Yep, I'm down here to get a new regulator and a BC, and we're going to be diving again. You got to come and join us. We have a lot of fun. Half the time, we never leave the dock.
True, that's right. Well, you know, last time me and Bob dove together, he lost his mask. You've replaced that one, I assume.
No, I'm here to get a new mask.
Oh, that's what you're here? Yeah. You're going to go scope out, do a little window shopping for a new mask here at the Scuba Show.
Yeah.
And Force Fins, you can check them out, forcefins.com. Everything's good there.
Yeah, right? I got fins. I got that covered. It's a good regulator. I'm going to go over and check out the atomic mask and the atomic regulator. And
you'll be good to go.
Yeah, I'm ready. We're going to be doing it, Greg. I'm looking forward to it.
Hold on. Be careful what you say. Oh. You know. I think I need some translation there, Faith.
That's why we never leave the dock.
Oh, God. See, that's what happens when you're talking to your friends like Bob Evans. And it's so good to see you again, Bob.
Too,
it never gets old to catch up with our old friends. Catherine Castle is here from Dive Training. Catherine, how are you?
Hello, my dear. It's good to see you again. Welcome to Scuba Show.
Yes, so it's it's always fun to be here. But,
indeed.
You know, it's good for you, too. Because you're actually back on land. You've been living the life of a gypsy on the water or something, or what?
Yeah, actually, I'm living on board a private yacht now based in Micronesia, where actually the boat is underway right now for Philippines. It'll make Philippines tomorrow morning.
But you've been there and done that kind of thing and decided you wanted to come here instead, or you just had to come here?
I had to come here.
Yes. Yeah.
Absolutely. You don't miss Scuba Show. It's like the place to be if you're the cool kid in scuba diving.
Yeah, well, and you are definitely one of those. There's no question about that. She's like, the big kahuna there at Dive Training.
Oh.
She runs the place from remote, right? That's what I tell your, Mark and Jerry and everyone. You are the magic behind that publication. Come on.
Well,
take credit.
I don't know if I'm one of the cool kids, but I like to hang out with the cool kids. Let's just say that.
All right. And then I tag along to those folks. So, yeah, we got Bob Evans here. We got you. And, I mean, what are you going to just stay out on a boat and just work the magazine from there? Is that how you're doing it these days?
Yeah, actually, I have satellite internet and really good VoIP satellite phone, and I'm in the water diving all day, and then I do the magazine work at night. It's all good.
So Micronesia, that's where you've been for the last how long?
We've been there for the last 2.5 months. The boat will be in Manila for about a couple of weeks and then back to Palau. For my wedding.
Wedding?
Yes!
I didn't know you were making it official. That is happening, or is this new news?
You're hearing it here first,
folks.
Oh,
we got another explosive.
This is a Scuba Radio scoop. I'm getting Mauied.
Mauied in Maui?
No, in Palau.
Okay, in Palau. All right, well, that's even better. So that's cool. Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm
thrilled. She's been, like, bubbling over for the last year or so. You know, we had her on our scuba cruise there. Where was it? Turks and Caicos?
Turks and Caicos.
And she was just bubbling over there. Like, I'm going to live on a boat. I'm going to be so happy. And she was all right. You know, she's always like that regardless. But it's good to see you so happy, for sure.
Thank you. And get this. Yesterday, I just ordered matching his and her silver metallic Cousteau-style wetsuits for the retro underwater wedding.
Oh, you're going to do one of those?
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah.
All right. So is this going to be a big to-do where you're going to, like, set a underwater wedding record like the Bahamas is trying to do in February or something, or what?
No, this is just a one-off thing, but it'll be a happy little bit after for sure.
Yeah, but there'll be video for everybody. You'll stream it live around the world and the whole deal.
Or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, Palau, what do you do it in one of those drift dive, shark dive things, maybe?
Exactly. We will definitely have sharks in the wedding party, no doubt.
Awesome. But I want to get back to Micronesia. I haven't been there. So has the diving been just spectacular there out on the boat in the last month or so, or what?
It's been extraordinary. The cruise from the Marshall Islands through Micronesia and then to the Republic of Palau was extraordinary. It's just hot.
hot diving. It's happening.
Yeah, and like what kind of stuff? I mean, I was talking to Marty. He just got back from the Philippines. He was talking about the muck diving. So where you are at, is it all across the board, or what kind of stuff are we looking at?
Well, you have to get past the pilot whales and the dolphins to get in the water with the sharks. Let's just put it that way.
Wow, really? So whales and dolphins are common occurrence?
Just about every day.
But you're diving from your own private liveaboard boat, or white boat, as they would say in the yachty world, right? So are you like out by yourself in the middle of nowhere, or what are you doing?
No, we're actually usually at anchor off of Oolong Channel, Oolong Island. So we're hitting all the top dive sites in Palau right now, and then we'll move along and hit all the top dive sites someplace else when we're done.
Yeah, but are you like just every day you're jumping out and snorkeling with whales and dolphins, like surface interval type stuff? Or are you like diving down into all kinds of things, and it's a mixed bag of adventures?
It's a really mixed bag. The other day we were on the wall at Blue Hole, and a massive hammerhead shark came up out of the depths and just cruised around us and disappeared. So you never know. We could dive the same dive every single day and get a completely different show.
So how much of this is going to show up in dive training in the next 6 months? I would imagine you're getting so much material that you guys are going to be set for years, it sounds like to me.
We've got a lot of good material for dive training, definitely. We're pretty excited about the gig.
And so from here, you'll go to Palau and just hang out there until wedding time?
Yeah, the wedding will be mid-July, and then soon after
that. Close?
Yeah.
I mean, gosh, this is news. Wow. And so it's going to be a big underwater to-do and the whole thing. Are you bringing family out and the whole thing, or what?
Yeah, actually, the boat owners have been very gracious to allow us to have the wedding on board and bring our family and friends out. So we're going to have a good time.
Is this going to be a big spread in dive training, too? It sounds like it should be.
I don't know about that.
Then you can write off everything.
Well, you have a point there.
Anyway, it's great to see you, Catherine.
Thank you very much.
Catherine Castle. Well, we got more folks that we're going to chat with here from the dive industry, and then some from the Scuba Show in Long Beach, California, next, right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Back here at the Scuba Show in Long Beach, California, Greg the Dive Master, and you know, I'm going to be talking to folks like Bob Evans, Catherine Castle, Marty Snyderman, you name it, everybody who's anybody in the dive industry is here. But then I'm going to stumble across some cool products that you may find handy that, you know, I'm like, oh, hey, we got to talk about this on the show. And I'm with Rick from Vivid Picks right now to do one of those segments right now. And this is cool because it is software specifically for your underwater photos to make them better and fix them without having to go through a, you know, Photoshop Academy for a couple years to even know how to edit a photo for like minor stuff. I mean, you really got to be a computer guru to do that stuff. But you guys have a solution, right?
It's exactly what we did. We know that there's some terrific software out there, but we wanted to create something that was fast and easy to be able to fix your underwater pictures.
One-click fix, pretty much, right?
One-click fix, and easy sliders if you want to fine-tune, but a one-click fix. So what we did is we looked at lots of pictures. We taught the computer how to look at those underwater pictures, and on the fly, we adjust color, contrast, sharpness, and brightness. We give you a 9-up screen because everyone sees lightness and contrast a little bit different, and then you see a side-by-side. And as you're looking right here, here's Juan the turtle, and he is green. I'm an amateur photographer. You know, here's a nice green picture. With one click, we turn them just beautiful.
Yeah, and you know, that's the thing. There's other software out there that you can do some of this stuff, but it's not really geared for underwater photos. Even in Photoshop, if you do like the auto fix, it'll screw up your photo if it's underwater. underwater. So what's nice is this is specifically for underwater photos that divers take. Vivid-pics.com, right? They can go there and get all the info as far as how to get it and that kind of thing?
Exactly. Vivid-pics.com, P-I-X.com. And we actually have a patent for this. We think enough about the industry. I took my first dive when I was 8. I got certified when I was 14. I'm an amateur photographer. And we applied for a patent on how we're able to improve based on the depth and the distance that you are to the subject. So we think a lot about diving.
And it's easy. That's the key. And we want it easier and faster and better. And that's what you get with Vivid Pics. All right, more coming up from the Scuba Show in Long Beach, California next. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Ariane, what are you doing here with this riffraff?
With a scuba show going in the LBC, it's kind of hard to fit in if you're a manatee. But I'm a mermaid with grace, and now I'm flipping my tail, getting everybody safe in. May I introduce you to the G-Man? Yeah, he's the captain. I mean, he really drinks some more again. But that don't matter, it's on the party still going in, nobody miss home. We got mermaids on the radio, getting it on, and Ariel ain't got nothing on us. So what you wanna do when we got a pocket full of goodies and a cowboy do too? So make some noise and raise your hands. If you just stand there, you won't get a chance. We're gonna give away a lot of this. Hands up, face down, why all the divers
mouth? Out in the bottom time with the mermaids on Scuba Radio.
With my mind on my body and my body on my mind.
Log in bottom time with the mermaids on Scuba Radio.
Yes, that is Mermaid Faith. She is here at the Scuba Show. I've sent her off down the aisles to kind of do her own reconnaissance. And we'll check back in with her in a little bit. But however, you know, I've actually recruited some extra mermaids here for us to work with Faith from the Bahamas, of all places. You know, I came all the way out to California, and we actually brought mermaids from the Bahamas to represent accordingly. We threw them in a tail, had the folks here at the show take pictures of them. I'm with Liz Parkinson. You know, we were hanging in the Bahamas not, what, 4 weeks ago, right?
Yeah. Hey, Greg. Yeah, we were in the Bahamas. We were on our boat, me, Stuart, and Fraser Nivens. We were chatting about all kinds of cool stuff, and I guess you pulled me out from the Bahamas to come to your mermaid bed in California.
That's right. You know, she was coming out to the show, and I was like, hey, I'm a mermaid short. You want to play? And she's like, oh, yeah, I'm down. Her and Aaron. We'll talk to Aaron here in just a bit. But, yeah, you know, when we're hanging in the Bahamas, though, you had just gotten, or you're just getting ready to do something with Ellen, and we talked about that like the week later. I couldn't say it that day because it was a real hush-hush thing, but man, that was an awesome thing you did on Ellen, and now you're a big TV star and the whole thing, right?
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Ellen came out to the Bahamas. We took her head right at Lauren Diving, and then they asked me to come back to the show a couple weeks later. Ellen is a super big advocate for shark awareness, and because of Shark Week coming up, it was a great piece that she did, and we were super proud to be a part of it and have our name affiliated with Ellen DeGeneres, and it was awesome.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the segment they did on the Ellen Show, if you didn't see it, YouTube it. Liz did a great job with them, and yeah, the exposure for sharks, and obviously you can tell Ellen's into diving a little bit. At least protecting the animals. Has she actually dived as well, or do you know?
I don't know if she actually dives herself, but her new film, Finding Dory, is coming out on the 17th of June, so it's a huge build-up, and I think that's really important because Shark Week follows pretty cool after that.
Yeah.
Finding Dory is going to be epic. You guys should totally check it out on June 17th when it opens. It's going to be really cool. If it's anything like Ellen, it's going to rock.
There you go. I have no doubt it'll be good. So when you're out here on the left coast, are you hanging with those big movie stars now and stuff? And because you went to the Cannes Film Festival, we were talking about that. We were in the Bahamas. You were going to look for Depardieu. Who was the guy? I said, hey, what, Brad Pitt? And you go, no, you want to hang with who? Gerard Butler or some crap like that? Who is it?
Yeah, so, yeah, Gerard Butler and I didn't meet. No, not yet. He's still not yet.
Okay.
Not yet. But, yeah, we were out at Cannes. Stuart and I went out to support Odyssey 3D, which is an IMAX film by Jean-Michel Cousteau and his kids, Fabian and Céline Cousteau. It was really cool. It brought a lot of awareness to ocean conservation. It's out at an IMAX near you, so go check it out. Super, super cool footage shot by Gavin McKinney from the Bahamas. And, yeah, we were cool. Jared Butler wasn't there. He may have been, but he was really preoccupied. I understand that. So we're going to meet some other time. He just doesn't know it yet, but it's going to happen.
Nice. Okay. Well, obviously, he has a stalker, and that's fine. That's okay. You know, people have their little quirks and are twisted in a sense. It's a part of the diving, you know, mentality. But I love it. Liz, so, well, who did you see? Did you mingle with any other big celebs other than the Cousteau family?
Yeah, so the Cousteaus were there, and a lot of some of the older guys who had been on the Calypso with Jacques Cousteau, we met them. They were pretty awesome. I mean, talking about walking legends. Yeah, the usual, you know, red carpet people, George Clooney, Julia Roberts releasing their new film that's come out. I think it's out right now, actually. Money Business, something like that.
Money Madness, or, yeah, Mad Money. Money Monster. That's what, because I saw the film.
Oh, you did?
I saw it. It's all right. It's okay. There's no diving in it, but, you know, whatever. But, you know, he did a good job, I guess. But did you hang with him and go talk to him? Like, yeah, George, come on out to the Bahamas. We'll take care of you at Stewart Coves.
We were really busy, so unfortunately we just couldn't fit them into our schedule.
That's the right answer. Exactly. All right, so with all the stuff you've done with the sharks and Stewart Coves and the Bahamas, Ellen Show and all this stuff, how many times have you been a mermaid?
So, actually, I was just a mermaid for the first time the other day, just for a quick photo shoot with Fraser. But you came up and asked me to be a mermaid tomorrow morning, so I think I might be hitting up the Long Beach show as a mermaid, not in the water. So I'm not really sure how to do that, but I'll play it by, wing it, see what happens.
You'll be fine. I've seen what she's done. She's going to be a perfect. This will be your first time being a scuba radio mermaid, so. That's what I love. All our mermaids have some kind of diving element, and you're like at the top of echelon there. I mean, she's like, look up Liz Parkinson on YouTube or just Google it. All those videos for Fraser's taking will pop up, or Stewart Coves, Dive Bahamas, right?
Yeah. Hit it up on Instagram at Liz Parkinson 1. There's a lot of cool footage on that.
Yeah. All right, let's bring Erin over here. Can we interrupt her?
Yeah.
She's talking to somebody and trying to, you know, hook them up as far as, hey, you can come over here and dive with them. And she's acting as a mermaid as well, but she is, okay, they're doing a handoff. It's a tag team thing. How are you, Erin?
I'm doing awesome, Greg. Thanks for having me.
Yes, hey, thank you for helping us out and being a mermaid. So you work with Stuart and Liz and all those guys and what at Stuart Coves?
So I'm in charge of group sales and marketing for Stuart.
Nice. So if you got a big group or a dive club, they would talk to you and you'd hook them up and tell them what it'd be and what we can do, how many sharks we're going to see, all that kind of good stuff.
All that good stuff. So I'll help coordinate all their transportation for them, their accommodations, and then I'll actually join them on island and go diving with them and make sure everybody's having a great time.
Well, so you'll be their mermaid escort.
You got it.
Yeah.
Now, I might even bring my tail.
That's right. Yeah. You know, she had actually has some experience doing the mermaid thing too. You had just did a photo shoot over in the Bahamas as a mermaid, and then I called you up, hey, you do that? Well, you want to help us out on the left coast? And she's like, yeah, I'm down. And so I like that. So what was that all about?
Oh, so that was just for a different production company called Blue Fathom Television. They're fairly new. And just to get in the water and play around and see what it's like to actually be a mermaid and check that off the bucket list, I suppose.
Well, once you put it on the list, it usually doesn't come off, just so you know. So this may be one of many appearances as a scuba radio mermaid if you decide to continue.
I would absolutely be honored.
Yeah. Now, what about your diving? What have you been doing? Do you just go over to Stewart's place all the time and hang out in the Bahamas, or you travel around yourself and do a lot of diving all over, or what?
I try to get back and forth as many places as I can, but, you know, I'm so blessed to be able to go over to Stewart's anytime that I like, and, you know, the diversity of diving that we have there just keeps me coming back because you never know what you're going to get. You never know what celebrity you're going to see on the dock. It's always a great time. So, but I do a lot of diving on the east coast of Florida.
That's where you live usually.
That's right. So I work out of our U.S. office, which is out of Fort Lauderdale.
What do you think about these left coast divers out here in California? You been out here much?
You know, I think they're a little bit ballsier, if I'm allowed to say that.
Ballsier? What? Compared, I'm thinking like Jersey, The Jersey show versus this show, they're more laid back and like, dude, let's go surf. Or, you know, you're not getting that vibe. They're ballsy.
I agree, but I ballsier from the respect of the water is cold here.
True. Exactly. That's right. The waters are quite temperate. But yeah, their attitude's a little bit more laid back.
Absolutely.
Or maybe they're slowed down because of that cold water. Kind of makes them chill. I don't know. But yeah, I mean... I love it here, though. This is a great show. Have you been to the show before, or is this new for you?
This is new to me, but so far so good. Lots of interest. The crowd's great, and it was a lot of fun playing Mermaid this morning to see them getting all excited for the doors to open. And
big crowd, huge crowd. I mean, I definitely think the numbers are up. We're going to have to talk to Mark Young from... you know, the big kahuna behind the show and find out how it's doing. But I got to tell you, that was one of the biggest crowds I've seen at the scuba show in several years. And I think they did enjoy seeing you as a Scuba Radio Mermaid. You're probably all over Facebook and Instagram and God knows what. You know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying, and I appreciate it. And maybe they can follow me at Shark Girl Fitness on Instagram. Or
Shark Girl Fitness, what is that all about?
Well, you know, my love of diving and my love of fitness, so I want to bring those two together and share just...
But how does sharks work into it?
Well, you know, sometimes I bench press the sharks or outswim the sharks, make it a fitness little race between us.
Yeah, so you're lifting sharks and, like, pumping sharks instead of weights or something, or you just have a diving kind of vibe to your workout regimen?
That's right. You know, getting on the boat, initially before you get in the water, it's always important to stretch and get your muscles loose and, you know, because diving, you can cramp up. So that's the aspect that I bring to it.
Very nice. So once again, what is it? Sharkgirlfitness.com.
Well, at Sharkgirlfitness on Instagram.
Gotcha.
And then just my name on Facebook, which is Erin Whitley.
Okay, there you go. She's the Shark Girl Fitness girl. That's awesome. I love it. You never know what you're going to find out here at the show. More coming up. Stay close.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Join divers around the globe for the second annual Paddy Women's Dive Day, a special day to celebrate female divers and their contributions to the sport. The purpose is simple: get more women together, involved, and interested in scuba diving. All are invited to participate in Women's Dive Day on July 16th. Women, share a dive with your sisters and scuba friends. Men, introduce your female friends and family to the sport you love. Visit paddy.com/women-dive to find a dive or event in your area. That's paddy.com/women-dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
You're missing all the fun. These people are great. Some of them have been partying all night long. They sing songs till they get too cold, and then they go sit by the fire and they get warm, and then they come back and they sing some more.
California knows how to party. California knows how to party.
Oh, yes, they do. I am Greg the Dive Master. We are at the Scuba Show in Long Beach, California. Now I am with the man behind the madness, the guy who makes this magic happen. Mark Young is with me, the Big Kahuna. How are you, Mark?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. The show looks awesome, by the way.
You did a good job this morning with the crowd.
Well, you know, there were a lot of folks there. It's pretty easy to make them smile when we just give them a bunch of stuff.
Do a crowd pleaser?
Never. No. It's more of like crowd annoyer. You know?
No, you really get them worked up. You do a good job out there.
Yeah, okay. Well, I appreciate that. But it's really just a testament to the fact that you just do a fine show out here in Long Beach every year. I mean, this is just a huge show. Looks great. People are smiling. They're talking about diving. It just doesn't get much better than that, right?
That's what it's for.
Yeah. And you got a cool, you know, all kinds of cool exhibits. We're going to talk to some artist friends here in just a bit. They got a little set up there. But, of course, there's, you know, we got our mermaids. We got music playing. We got all the destinations you can go to. And I'm sure you've got a few places you want to go when you're walking the aisles. You're not allowed to say legally because everyone will get mad at you. But I bet you're in the back of your mind like, yeah, I'm going to that place. Am I right?
Oh, yeah. A lot of places I haven't been.
Yeah. Well, not in, you've got to hit them up. You do this show.
I should mooch, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's what I'm getting at.
Yeah. Then they'll ask for free booth space.
Oh, okay. Yes, well, yeah. he knows the game. It's a big hustle. Whatever. Yeah, but Mark, he knows how to do it.
Scratch yours.
Yeah, exactly. But you're with your friend Trevor here, the scuba chef. How are you, buddy?
I'm good. Thank you.
Been doing your seminars as usual every year. It's great seeing you every time when I come back here, especially around lunchtime.
It's always good to be seen.
So you got your book, since last year. Is this the same book from last year?
No, this is a new book. This is a compilation of, what, Mark, 4 or 5 years?
Yeah, 4 or 5 years of recipes. And he publishes the Scuba Chef column in California Diving News.
Right.
It's probably the most popular part of the publication because he's a master chef, and he's got great. He catches everything and cooks it, and he comes up with great recipes. Now, some lady called me panicked. About a month ago, Trevor?
Yeah, I was landing in San Francisco.
She was reading the recipe. She was cooking the recipe for about 10 people. So she doubled everything or tripled it or whatever the recipe was.
Right.
She called me in a panic. I don't know how she got my phone number. And was panicking because she didn't know what to do with the pound of baby spinach that was in a recipe.
Pound of baby spinach.
Pound of baby spinach. So she had the whole thing prepared. People were coming over her house. She didn't know what to do with the pound of baby spinach. So I called Trevor. I said, Trevor, I don't know what I tell her.
I must have left that part out while I was writing. But I said, Mark, just tell her to look at the picture.
Yeah, it was in the picture.
It's wilted. It's just slightly wilted. Ah. It's like, oh. So
he was just landing on a plane, right?
And see, I was thinking you were going to say, well, you won't like what I told her to do with the spinach. But but maybe that's just how I know you, Mark.
The point is the column is very popular.
Yes. Well, not everybody dives, but everyone eats.
There you go. And seafood is always available at your, Whole Foods.
Whole Foods and, when we're a diver.
Sure.
Yeah. Exactly. And he kind of combines that with the Scuba Chef stuff. So you can get this at what website?
It's got a prescription. CDN.com?
Yeah, the California Diver News.
You can actually get it on scubashow.com.
Scubashow.com?
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, yeah.
You've been the spokesperson. You're on, like, the local TV folks down here promoting the show, I believe.
Yeah, I've been doing the local morning shows, promoting the show and getting people excited to come and see what we have to offer.
Yeah. You give them food. That's how you entice them. You bait them in. I love it. It's like a shark dive or something. And that's what he did with me. I was walking over here with Mark, and then he goes, hey, eat one of these. So what do we got here? What do we
this
got here, Trevor?
Is
what
is this? Pacific rock scallop caprese salad.
Oh, my God. This is like worth like thousands.
Why
did you give it to him? I can make you one.
Well, yeah, he can make you one. Or do you want this one?
I'll let you have it.
Hold my microphone,
yes,
so I'll eat this live on the radio and give a real life tell.
So what that is a seared rock scallop.
Yeah.
With Campari tomato.
Nice.
Fresh basil.
Mm-hmm.
Chigolini mozzarella.
Oh.
And a little balsamic glaze.
Okay, so I just try to eat it in one big full swoop.
Yeah.
Stick
do
it in your mouth and suck it, kind of deal.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see.
Like that chick from the '70s.
It's all dripping down his face. I know you can't see it on the radio.
Radio gold. Oh, yeah. Oh, man, that's awesome.
That looks freaking tremendous, man. Whoa.
Wow. So,
is that in the cookbook?
Yeah.
Are you serving these in, like, restaurants and stuff, too, or what, Trevor?
No, I
should be.
I'm a corporate chef. I fix restaurants. I help restaurants increase their bottom lines. I do trainings and such, develop recipes, menu analysis. But as far as in a restaurant cooking...
Keep talking, I'm eating.
Yeah, okay, so I'm done with all that.
He has a lot of friends.
Well, you know what? Actually, what I do a lot is I do guest appearances on dive boats.
Right. Okay.
And I work with dive clubs. I'll do dives with them. Channel Island Scuba has me up. We do Pismo clam dives, and then we do a big, giant pot of Pismo clam chowder.
Wow.
Tailgate party.
I don't even know what that is, but it sounds delicious.
Oh, it's chowder with Pismo clams, baby.
Okay.
Right there on the tailgate of a pickup truck with a turkey fryer.
Sweet.
It's amazing.
Well, you know, so these scallops, are these diver scallops you got off the coast here somewhere?
Yeah, those are scallops that I plucked off the oil platform about 8 miles off the coast of Huntington Beach.
Yeah.
Eureka is an unmanned platform. It still has people there for it. It's non-functional.
Right.
Men are on it for maintenance. You can pull up, drop in. You have to have someone on the boat to keep it away from, because you can't anchor or tie to it.
Got it.
Eureka stands in about 750 feet of water, but at 60 feet there are cross members, and they are just littered with scallops.
Nice.
Yeah, it's great.
Oh, they are delicious. Oh, my God, that was great. And you got to check out the Scuba Chef's book there and go to California Diver News. Just Google it.
Amazon.
Of course, on Amazon. There you go.
Throw you a little lunch there.
All right. Well, look, yeah, he's got to make lunch, and we're going to take a break and come back with hour two in just a bit from Long Beach, California, and the Scuba Show right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.